right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And, almost exactly 9 o'clock, about a minute or so after 9. And we like to do the news every single night at 9 with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
All right, Gino, man, what's going on with that news?
Well, leading the news tonight, the WNBA's reputation was tarnished this week due to a skirmish between two players on the Los Angeles Sparks and the Detroit Shock. Did you hear about this?
I saw it.
Crazy. The WNBA punished so many players for their roles in the fight that the league is staggering the suspensions by alphabetical order. The league suspended Detroit assistant coach Rick Mahorn and 10 players following the fight between the Shock and the visiting Los Angeles Sparks on Tuesday. Shock forward Plynette Pearson was suspended for 4 games, which was the harshest penalty.
What's his name?
Her name is Plynette Pearson.
Jesus Christ.
For initiating and escalating the fight. Mahorn was suspended for 2 games, as were Shannon Bobbitt and Muriel Page of the Sparks for the incident at the Palace of Auburn Hills. And first, we have audio of Sparks center Lisa Leslie talking about the fight.
All right, so if you lose 2... games, that's like a quarter of the season.
Yeah.
And what do they dock them? Their $400 pay?
Probably, $350, I think.
Jesus Christ. All right, here we go.
Jesus Christ.
These chicks are fighting now at the WNBA.
It's just really sad that that happened because, you know, as a role model, it's just really difficult to... This is not the way we want to represent ourselves. You know, I'm a mom. I don't want to represent myself like this in front of my daughter. And then to have, you know, a coach push me down, I don't even know why was he pushing me down. I wasn't swinging or hitting anybody. I was just going to go and help my teammate up, you know. And as a veteran, you know, I don't want for Candace to experience this and for her to be down on the floor and her not have a teammate to come help her. You know, this is not the way we want to represent ourselves in the WNBA.
How old's her daughter? Isn't her daughter like 2 months old?
She's a baby.
Yeah. What kind of role model? I mean, is that baby? Does that baby know what's going on the court?
It's a fighting baby now.
Oh man.
Oh, Mama.
You know, the biggest headline of the story is the WNBA they're still playing.
Yeah.
They're still in
full swing. Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
All right. Everyone's. Pushing each other around. Congratulations.
Well, we have another piece of audio. This is from Rick Mahorn, who pushed Lisa Leslie, and this is his take on the altercation.
Ah, here we go. Guys are pushing chicks around.
I've been in this league for a long time, in the NBA and then now in the WNBA on my 4th year. This is a women's game. I know I would never put my hands on a woman to make them hurt themselves. I was trying to protect the whole game, the integrity of the game. The WNBA is very special to me because I have 4 daughters. I don't even raise my hand to them, and I would never put a woman out. This game, I love this game.
Wait a minute. Oh. He said he would raise his hand to his daughters or wouldn't?
I think he said he would never.
Because I have 4 daughters. I don't even raise my hand to them.
I think it's I don't even raise my hand to them. But maybe it's just wishful thinking.
I have 4 daughters. I don't even raise my hand to them.
Oh,
and I would never put a woman out. This game, I love this game too much.
All right, WNBA. You know what? It actually, for the first time in the 5 years they've been around, how long? 10 years? How long they've been
around? At least 10.
10 years. For the first time, it's actually exciting to watch.
Yeah, people are tuning in out of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, it's a big year from there. Their first slam dunk and their first fight on the court.
Yes.
Wow, getting to be like the guys. What else is going on with that news there,
that
Gina?
Old news? Yeah. Well, Good Morning America played host to presidential candidate Barack Obama this week and did a good job of playing the devil's advocate on questions regarding his age and lack of experience. And we have some audio of Obama's response to these concerns.
Here we go.
It shows up continually in the polls that if people have a reservation about you,
right,
it is that you are young, that you're inexperienced, and that you're very new to the international stage.
Right. Well, in order to deal with the first problem, that I'm very young, I'm cropping a lot of gray hair over the last year and a half. But there is no doubt that as somebody who has not been in the national political scene as long as John McCain, that people are going to have more questions. And I think that's perfectly appropriate.
There you go. And he's over in Europe still, right?
Yeah, in Berlin.
He is going to kick McCain's ass come the fall.
Yeah.
Because he got 200,000 people in Germany to come out to see him. McCain had one guy with a microphone when he landed in New Hampshire. I think it's over. All right. What else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well,
Greg?
I'm happy to tell you, but can I give you a piece of trivia really fast?
Yeah.
You know how they said that the famous speech given at the Berlin Wall was with John Kennedy, right? John F. Kennedy.
Right.
And he said at the end of it, "Ich bin ein Berliner." And it was a big deal. But guess what someone told me over the course of the last few days who speaks German?
I don't know.
When you put ein in front of Berliner, it means I am a jelly donut. I don't speak German, but that's the word on the street. If he just would have said Ich bin Berliner, that would have made a lot more sense than Ich bin ein Berliner.
Oh, I see.
That's all I know.
But maybe that's why he was so popular. It's like, wow, guy's a jelly donut.
He's a pastry.
Running for president of the United States. All right. What else is going on in the news there?
Well, 1980s pop icon George Michael gave a recent interview. And the questions quickly derailed from the standard questions about pop music to that of a more personal nature. Here we have a piece of audio with George Michael explaining why women are still so into him, despite the fact that he's gay.
Mm. Is he out gay or is he...
Oh, he is out and proud, my friend.
He finally came out.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. Big time.
All right. Here's George Michael.
What is it about me that women seem to ignore the fact that I'm gay? I think women really get the feeling that I understand them. And I grew up with two sisters. You know, I went out with women when I was younger. I do understand them, unfortunately.
Isn't this a guy that was banging around with other dudes in a bathroom?
Yeah.
In Beverly
public,
Hills?
Yeah, public bathroom. Yeah.
Oh, bubble.
And he's been caught in parks in London all the time doing public sex acts.
Yeah, but you know what? He's one of these a-holes who, because of him and because of guys like him, when you go to sit down and throw the deuce in a public bathroom, especially at the beach, there's no door on the
You don't get doors.
You don't get doors anymore.
Why?
You got to sit there in front of everybody because the cops got to come in and see if there's guys banging each other.
Can you go without a door?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I can go in the sand.
You can go in like a public bathroom with no door.
I can sit anywhere.
That's amazing.
I can sit and enjoy myself. You just bring a paper and try to ignore the traffic.
Does anyone ever try and make small talk?
No, guys usually don't like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, when you...
No, I'm sorry to bother you, but those are fabulous shoes.
Yeah, it's true, though. When you go... And also the, the walls where, you're supposed to, there's...
The divider?
The divider is usually like... 8 feet tall,
right,
where you can't see anybody.
Of course.
In the divider in the men's room and the beach, they're like 3 feet high. So you can just sit there and stare at the other guy
while he's on
the can.
No, sir.
Yes.
No, thanks.
All right. Leo the film freak is with us. Leo Quinones. You live at the beach, right?
Yeah. And I got to say,
isn't that true?
The most uncomfortable feeling on a person's body in a beach bathroom has to be wetness and sand, gritty,
totally.
And you don't really know what the water is comprised
why it's wet.
Of. And those Santa Monica bathrooms,
they're the worst.
There's two of them. There's one under the pier, and then there's one about 300 yards away, and I'm kind of in the middle of both of them, and those are the crack bathrooms.
Yeah, right. It's somebody's home.
Yeah, that's where, there's one lookout outside while the people do the drugs inside.
Right.
It's absolutely scary, and I caught a guy yesterday. I was walking in my car in the parking lot, and literally, one leg was up on the dash, both legs were up on the dashboard of his pickup truck.
Wow!
And he was rubbing himself. It's a true story.
Well, we got a visual.
And I said, "Dude, if you don't contain it, I'm gonna call the cops." And this Mexican guy, irate. His teeth were bashed out. He had fake teeth, kind of like Matt Dillon's and There's Something About Mary. Had these really huge teeth. And then I just said, "You're a creep. Get out of here." And he spit on my car.
Wow.
And he pushed me twice.
Wow.
911, non-life-threatening situation at the pier. The guys come on their quads within 2 minutes. Two cops came down.
Wait, what did you report? The guy was hitting the stick?
He was, and he goes, and then the cop goes, "Did he have it out?" I'm like, "No, but he was rubbing it pretty good." And
they probably brought you in for questioning.
And he got totally irate. The guy who was the alleged was totally irate. And the cops just scared him, and he just left. But to me, if you've got a white T-shirt and checkered long pants on with that look.
That's a good look.
And your ankles up on the dashboard.
Wow.
In the middle of daylight, something's going on. I had to be the third party, like, stop it.
So are you saying I should change my plans for tomorrow?
Randy, please. Don't. It's just going to start a huge problem.
Go ahead.
No, he said Jack Silver got a new pickup truck. It's not. It wasn't Jack Silver. He doesn't have checkered pants.
They call him a Santa Monica whitefish down there. The remnants of a sex act down there. They're all over the parking lot. I'm not going to elaborate.
All right. Anything else going on in the news, Gina Grad?
As a matter of fact, there is.
There is.
Well, in a plan that suits environmentalists and should unclog traffic at one of the world's most gridlocked freeway interchanges, Caltrans unveiled a $135 million proposal to expand a connector at the 405 and the 101 freeways.
Hey, excellent,
yay!
Excellent. Now, let me guess. Is it they're going to take 101 South and put it on 405 South?
No.
101... North going to 405 North.
Mm-mm.
405 North going to the 101 North.
I don't think so.
405 North going to the 101 South.
No.
What are they doing?
Well, here's what they're doing. They're calling for the demolition of a one-lane, sharp-turning ramp linking the southbound San Diego Freeway to the westbound Ventura Freeway. And the plan aims to replace it with a two-lane bridge over the Sepulveda Dam.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You know how many cars go south on the 405 and then north on the 101? About four every day.
Yeah.
Nobody drives that.
It's like building up the 170.
Yeah,
who cares?
Nobody goes from the 405 south to the 101 north.
You're absolutely right.
Nobody does that.
Yeah.
Who does that?
I've never
done
it.
The only time you do that is when you're coming back from Mammoth or, Magic Mountain. You come back from Magic Mountain, you get on the 405 south. And then you get on the 101 North to go to Woodland Hills.
Yeah.
There's three guys that take that off-ramp.
So maybe this is a ploy from the Magic Mountain people.
Well, you know what's a great idea from Caltrans and or the planning people is they just spent 4 years working on the 405 and the 101.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to spend another 4 years working on it?
Yeah.
They couldn't do that work simultaneously?
No. They had to do it this way.
I see. Okay.
Well, there's only a couple downsides to this problem besides what you've already
What
listed.
Are they?
Well, it's expected, like you said, to take 4 years to build.
Jesus
the project
Christ.
Has no start date because there's no money for it. And Caltrans needs a right-of-way permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, but
they
haven't applied for it yet.
Right.
But this decision will save 2.5 acres of wildlife refuge, home to burrowing owls, red-tailed hawks, and Canada geese.
Oh. Mm. All right, so the people who win here are
They're not people.
The animals win, the people lose.
Yeah.
$135 million.
Yeah, right. They don't have it, though, so.
But that's literally like $1 million for every guy that uses that every day. Who uses that?
No. It needs to be 405 North into the 101 South.
Yes.
That's what it needs. We need a little relief there.
That's the only direction that makes no sense on that freeway. Every other direction, 405 North, 101 North, 101
right.
South, those make a whole lot of sense. 405 South to the 101 South makes a whole lot of sense. The only one that doesn't is 405 South to the 101 North. Nobody gives a rat's ass.
Right.
Nobody's on it. That's why there's a little hairpin turn there. And you got to get back on at Haskell and hit the gas.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. It's amazing the decisions that people make. You remember when the earthquake, 1994, was it?
Yeah.
The earthquake, 1994, there was a two or three mile stretch.
Right?
Yeah, Northridge quake. There was about a mile or 2 mile stretch of the 10 freeway that collapsed.
Uh-huh.
And they said to Caltrans, how long will you take to fix that? And they said 17 years. And they said, well, let's try to get a private company to do it. And we'll give the private company a bonus if you do it with under a year,
oh.
Right? And so they said, all right, no problem. They put 150 guys on it 24 hours a day, two shifts. They had it done in 6.5 weeks.
Hmm. Whoa.
And completely
in
6. What?
Look at that.
Oh, I thought you said...
I thought so, too.
I thought Randy was saying that. But, yeah, because that's what private companies do. And then the guy who did that got a $26 million bonus because he did it under the allotted time.
Wow.
So, yeah, F the private industry. Let the public handle it. It'll $135 million. It's going to go over to budget. It's going to be $200 million.
Yeah.
And three people are going to be on it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And God knows when it'll start, and then it'll take, quote-unquote, 4 years from then.
All right.
So enjoy that.
In 4 years, I won't be living here, so knock yourselves out.
What are the three species that are in danger?
They are the burrowing owls, the red-tailed hawks, and the Canada geese.
Well, now we know where to go hunting.
So it was
right
all
on the
for
freeway.
Nothing.
Oh, Christ almighty. I tell you, the environmentalists, man, they don't understand. This ain't a good fighting ground here. Go fight in the trees and try to save the trees up at Big Bear. But let the, you know, there's people here. You know, we need space.
Yeah.
F the owls, F the trees, F the bees.
They're like currency, these species.
Yeah, they're a big deal.
I know. They are more protected than...
Children.
Than children are. Yeah, they absolutely are. Yeah. I mean, if you go out there and you rape a puppy, you're going to jail for a long time. You know, you go out there and bang around with a kid, they'll be like, well, what was his childhood like? Maybe he was raped. Maybe, you know, the priest raped him. There'll be a lot of questions.
Yeah.
But if you rape a puppy,
it's over.
Yeah. Here, get the hell out. That guy's crazy, man. Yeah.
A burrowing owl. I mean, really.
Where did they get that name?
Protect the Hooters by the freeway.
And how do you know he's there? He's burrowed himself into what, trees and killed. Oh,
and when it comes to Canada geese, I think that they go to Canada for half the year.
Yeah, they stop over here for 10 minutes.
They're just illegal. They shouldn't even be here.
That's true.
Let's check them.
Yeah, they don't even have passports. Yeah. Yeah, if it was Mexican geese, they'd have paved over the place. But these Canadians get a ride, man. Yeah. These white privileged sons of bitches up from Canada get a ride.
Mild-mannered
free
geese.
Ride. All right, anything else going on in the news?
That's happening.
It with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Son, shut up.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right. Leo continues with us here. Leo Quinones, and he is known as the Film Freak. Does a terrific show here on Saturday from 7 to 9.
Thanks, buddy.
And follows Meryl Schindler, right?
I have. You know what? And the great thing about following Meryl Schindler is he's always got like a sushi chef or an Italian chef. Oh, so much food I've inherited over the years.
Yeah. Now, what's happening in the, I guess the big story in the movie business nowadays is The Dark Knight.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was having lunch with some dude from Warner Brothers today, and this is how much of a geek I am. This guy's named Ron Chan, great guy. He's like...
Is he involved with that movie?
He's been a publicist for 20 years with Warner Brothers. So, by the way, if anybody wants to call in and wants a Dark Knight poster, they're on me. For your audience,
Tim.
Anybody wants one of those big one sheets that you see of Batman?
How many
with
you got?
The bad one? Huh?
How many you got?
I got enough. I got enough.
All right, the first 8 callers right now get a Batman one sheet.
Yeah, and it's the promotions. They think I'm a pain in the ass because you got to send it out in a tube.
Oh yeah,
it's a whole scene, Tim.
All right,
they're like that guy's a jerk. No, but I will give those out 520-9710. Anybody wants one of those? This Dark Knight, you know, it broke the all time record.
Yes, $200 million worldwide
in 5 days.
Right,
and it's just going absolutely off the wall. And this week they're expecting more sellouts and online. And I've seen it twice. And I'm telling you, if you're going to go see it, you have to see it on IMAX, brother. I mean, there's a 30-foot screen for a regular screen or a 70-foot screen in IMAX, and it makes all the difference in the world.
Where is it playing in IMAX? Is it Universal?
Universal City Walk is where I say go see it. The Bridge is kind of cool, and there's also, I think, one in Irvine. So it's great. If there's anything you want to know about Batman, I will tell you. But my buddy tells me at lunch, he goes, what are you doing from 2 to 4? I'm like, 2 to 4, nothing. He's like... Did you know that they're moving the Tumbler, which is a new Batmobile, and the Batpod, which is a new Batcycle, the car and the motorcycle are being they're being loaded into the foreground of the ArcLight Cinemas today between 2 and 4.
Wow.
And
I was like, did you also tell him after he told you that I'm still doing nothing?
Look at your phones and call me an idiot, okay? Look at your phone. Okay, so I said, he goes, and if you want to come down, so I called a couple of our web guys up and I said, meet me at ArcLight, And there's a geekiness about Batman, and I don't know if you were one of these kids, Tim. I had Batman pajamas or Batman bed sheets. I just never grew out of it. Did you like it when you were little?
I didn't have pajamas or bed sheets, but I did like Batman. I liked the TV show.
Right. There you go. So I never kind of grew out of it. So I got, they said, Leo, go ahead. And I didn't get in it, but I took a lot of footage around it and saw a lot of the specs of the Batpod. It's got grappling hooks and it's got machine guns. It's got everything in there. And the Batmobile is like 5,000 pounds. It goes 60 miles an hour in 5 seconds. It jumps 30 feet in the air.
Wow.
And it's really
geeky
fun.
And where is it?
ArcLight Cinemas, Sunset and Vine in Hollywood through Sunday.
Now, did you drive over there and watch them load it in?
I went over there, and it was funny. I was watching the Batmobile going down Cahuenga Boulevard.
They drove it over there?
They backed it out of a truck.
Oh, I see.
And then you really can't see too well from inside it. It took them 6 months to learn how to ride this thing because you can't see. I think they have to look on monitors about where they're going, but it's just it's like 15 feet wide. It's just the most amazing thing ever.
And Sunset and where?
Sunset and Vine, Hollywood.
Oh, Sunset and Vine. Is that why they closed the streets down yesterday?
I don't think so.
If that was the reason why.
No, that wasn't, because they just arrived today.
Oh, okay.
They just arrived today. So I'm geeking out. This weekend I'm doing another two-hour special, and I interviewed Eric Roberts. He's going to call in Saturday night.
Oh, cool.
Remember him?
Yeah, Eric Roberts.
He plays
Roberts,
a guy named Salvatore Maroni, this Gotham City crime boss, and Batman just kicks his ass.
Right.
It's awesome.
Now, what's up with Christian Bale? Is he still pushing that family around?
You know, I don't know anything about that.
Was it verbal or was it physical? What happened?
I don't know. You know, I did some stuff with TV Guy Network on the day it happened, but, you know, they have a whole network of gossip columnists, so I let them handle that, and I just kind of talked about the guy's career.
Well, because Christian Bale's publicist said it never happened, so I guess it never happened.
I don't think so.
As long as a publicist tells me it never happened.
You know, the guy jogs by my house, okay?
Christian Bale does?
Yeah, I'm this Batman freak. I'm this Batman freak, you know? And, you know, freaking, there's Batman jogging up. I feel like going, hey, dude, what's going on? Which way are you going? I host a movie show. Can I do a quick interview? And I'll show you
guy jacket.
You know, but I just never have. I just never wanted to bother the guy. But pretty cool stuff.
He jogs by your joint, huh?
Absolutely. He's got the hat down over his eyes
every day.
When he's in town, yeah. Mm. Super fit. What he does is he jogs.
Wash out. He'll push you around.
He jogs and then probably not supposed to say this, but what the hell? He jogs to the Santa Monica Pier and then he goes up on the pier and plays like $2 or $3 worth of video games and then he catches and wins and then he jogs back.
Wow.
There's your huge bat scoop.
There it is.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wow.
You
man.
Know. X-Files is coming out this weekend, but I've seen the trailer 6 times, and the trailer's so goddamn confusing. I don't know what's going on. There's no buzz with X-Files. I want to believe. I think it's going to come and go pretty quick.
It is.
Yeah. I like the X-Files, but when the TV show seems more exciting than the movie,
right?
Not too good to me.
Yeah, it's over.
And, you know, Mamma Mia, you're not going to get a review on that from me anytime soon. I just have no interest.
Right.
You know, that's cool. And guys that go see it, Sammy Rubin, hey, have a good time.
Randy's going to go see it. You got a chaise lounge? You're sleeping out?
I cannot wait to see this movie. I put it off because I wanted to see Batman, but this weekend I'm going to go 3 times.
Wow. Mamma mia.
I don't believe him. I think you're just trying to be funny.
Baba boo.
Are you serious?
I love Mamma Mia. It's the greatest musical I've ever seen.
Yeah. All right, Leo Quinones, check him out on Saturday from 7 to 9?
7 to 9.
7 to 9 p.m., man.
Dark Knight special. You know, it's the guy's movie show, man. Come on, check it out.
All right, 7 to 9 is this Saturday, and then go over and check out the ArcLight Theater on Sunset and Vine.
The Batpod and the Tumblr will be there through Sunday.
You can go like 24 hours a day. They're out in front?
They're out in front. You can take pictures by it.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, man.
And you'll probably see Leo out there.
No, I'm done. You know what?
Rubbing
you'll see
himself.
You'll see the edited piece online here at 971freefm.com.
Okay.
Tim Conway Jr. Thanks
right,
for having me, brother.
Big stud, man. Leo Quinones, everybody.
Not gay!
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.